All right, y'all. Peace, peace. What's popping, man? Salute to everybody on this terrific Thursday. I think today's Thursday. I don't know. My days is all jacked up, man. But salute to everybody, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful week. Hope everybody out there is safe, stay blessed, and stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all tap in. You know what I mean? The link is in the description below if you want to see this video. I got some content coming for y'all today, later on. Or maybe I'll put it out tomorrow. I don't know. You know what I mean? But salute to everybody in attendance. You know what I'm saying? The Mosaic Tiles and Entertainment. We talk about, you know, y'all see these checkerboards and chessboard pieces, all of that stuff. Yeah, we talked about it. See, Cardi B got it on right there. She got the joint on right there. You know what I'm saying? Janelle Monáe. Yeah, she got it on too. If you want to watch this video, the link is in the description below. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what time it is, man. Salute to everybody. Part of the Patreon family, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to shout some people out, man. Forget what the haters got to say. If you don't like this type of content, then go somewhere else. Salute Aaliyah. What's popping? Traquan 304. What's popping? Super ZB. Billiards 8 Kid. What's popping, man? New Money. Soul Tone Deaf. Anthony Sutton. Malik Smith, what's poppin'? J Musement, Seam, Chill Vibes, J Martinez, JQ, Souls J, DeLon Simpson, Illy Santana, what's the word? Frank C, Thunder Damn Beats, Brent J. He said, Tyrone Cooper said, finally got a notification. Yeah, make sure if you're not getting notified when I go live, make sure your notification bell is set to all. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to unsubscribe. Just that little bell right there. Sometimes it might just be like, you know, regular. But if it got the two little quotation marks next to it, then that'll let you know when your boy is live. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes what happens is if I show a clip, you know what I'm saying, and YouTube, they did that to me the other day, and I had to repost it on my second channel. I played the clip or something, and it was blocked in certain countries, so I took the whole thing down and put it over there on the other channel. You know what I'm saying? I had to edit it out and all of this stuff, so, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I show a lot of valuable information, and YouTube will make me either edit it out because it may have music in it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But salute to everybody that be here on the check-in, man. Yeah, man. Salute. Midwest Country Boy, what's the word? Ty in the building. I see you. Yeah, J Musement said, YouTube be tripping, unsubbing people. Yeah, I mean, so from what I was told, right, this was like, I want to say maybe 2 years ago, and I'm going to go into what we're going to talk about, but I want to inform people. So it's not no conspiracy theory like, oh, YouTube is messing with my channel. Don't get me wrong. If you do say certain trigger words, you know what I'm saying, they'll knock you out the algorithm. That's what they will do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of had to change up a little bit of the content a little bit. You know what I mean? But what they told me a couple years ago was that if you watching too much of my videos, it's like they got this screen time thing, which I don't think is fair. But if they feel like you've been watching too much of my videos, YouTube could say, well, you've been watching too much of J Marvelous. Let's turn off the notifications or unsubscribe you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you got a lot of accounts that people don't use no more. So there's a lot that go with that, but salute to everybody. What's popping, Kyoko? All right, so let's talk about it, man. We're going to talk about some stuff today. I'm going to show y'all some crazy, crazy stuff today, man. Now, I want to start here first. Now, this actress by the name of Carolyn Switsky, I believe, right? She was on the 90 Day Fiancé television show. I'm not sure. But she told a crazy story about how she went to Hollywood when she was 18. And I'm not going to do too much talking. I'm just going to play that clip. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of people that's still chasing this dream, need to realize that there are some things that you have to do to get to the top. And like I always tell y'all, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Okay, you got to rub shoulders with the right people, you know what I'm saying, in order to get to that certain point. Because this, it's all a favoritism game. Like, the industry is based off of favoritism. You know what I'm saying? How much of a butt sniffer are you? How much of a brown nose are you? That's the only way you get to the top in that business. I'm just being honest with you. You have to be the yes man or yes woman in order to get these opportunities. And some people ain't willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? But she gonna tell her story. We gonna play that clip. And then also, I don't know if y'all familiar with the rapper Lil Tony, right? Now, Lil Tony got some good songs. I heard of this young man. He pretty talented. He can rap. You know what I'm saying? He's not one of them sleepy rappers. He always put God in his raps and all of that stuff. But he more the new generation. You know what I'm saying? And he talked about a story about how the Illuminati tried to recruit him. Now, I believe this. I believe this because I'm going to just tell y'all, man, there's some real stuff that go on. There's some real stuff, man. Big Sur said, thought that was Mia Khalifa. Well, they probably from the same tribe. You know what I'm saying? They probably from the same tribe. But she going to tell a story that is kind of interesting, man. Now, also, I'm going to play some stuff. We're going to go down a little rabbit hole real quick and talk about a little bit about the Mandela Effect. Because I saw this yesterday and I wanted to share with y'all. But salute to everybody in the building. Let's get to this clip real quick. And I want to talk about it. Let's play this real quick.
The job of an actor.
Pretty wild.
It is wild. Hollywood's wild.
So you would know better than I what that world is like. What's... Obviously, so I have crazy stories about maybe my business, you know, things that have happened in business, and I can only really, like, I try to relate my personal experience to the world. Mm-hmm. I try to kind of make it relatable so that you can convert the lessons from my life into your own life. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like that from like the acting world or...
Oh my God. Hollywood to me was just like, it was an experience. So when I was 18, like I moved out to Hollywood with like my manager, Arlinda Monteiro, and another girl named Bethany Martinez. They quit their jobs for me. Like it was crazy. And we all went to California so that I could be the star. And we tried, like I did so much. I remember the first day I arrived, I met Cedric the Entertainer at some like breakfast spot. And from there, it led to another introduction. Then I ended up meeting the owner of FUBU, Damien.
Oh, Damien John.
Yes, okay. He became my friend. He hired me for the FUBU shoot.
That's cool.
That I did with Slim Thug and Clifton Powell, one of the most famous actors. You probably don't remember him. He played Pinky.
Of course.
Remember Pinky? Course, yeah. Yes. So imagine me being on set, Hollywood, California, with Pinky, Slim Thug, Day.
Was that like right after you got to LA?
It was like day number two.
You must have been like, bro, I got this.
Yes.
I'm gonna kill it.
Oh yeah. I was like, I felt like I was destined to be a star. I was like, this is it, ladies, get ready. And let me tell you, it was like intense. Like we ended up going, being flown out to New York, like team. So I built the LLC. It was Team Caroline Schwitzky LLC.
That's cool.
And we were just trying to make it, you know? And as much as I loved Hollywood, I actually had like a very horrific incident that happened to me. So long story short, I was told that there was a casting and that it was for a famous actor that he was doing a movie. And I was so excited, 18 years old in Hollywood. I packed like my headshot. I looked super cute. The role that I was auditioning for, whatever. And yeah, I'll never forget, like we arrived. It was like 8 girls, but these girls looked like they were ready to party. They didn't look like they were there to audition. So I was really confused. I was like, what the frick is going on? Like, what's happening? And they started to like give us shots. And you know, in the beginning, I'm like trying to act like it's all good, but I'm so confused because this is not a casting call, at least not a normal one of what I know. So the worst part about it all is I actually went to the kitchen, like I had a moment, right? So I have this thing that, like, when I'm about to cry, I open the refrigerator door and I stick my face there. So, like, the tears get held back, right? So what did I do? Naturally, I went to the refrigerator. So I'm in the door and he comes, the actor, and he's like, what's wrong? And I started just, like, blurting out everything. You know, I was told it was a casting. I didn't know what was happening. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm 18. I don't know what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, relax, just come. And he kept trying to, like, get me to participate in these activities. And he tried to kiss me. And I remember it was like a fight right there, him and I. Like, I kept trying to get him off me in the kitchen. And long story short, I, like, pushed him off me, ran into the living room. He was butt naked in a robe running after me in a hotel in Beverly Hills. And I ran out the room. He was chasing me with his manager down. It was really bad. I think they were nervous that I was going to, like, freak out and flip out and say what was happening. But that was it. I packed my bags like a few days after and I was just like, I'm not trying to do Hollywood. If the only way you can get recognized is by sleeping your way to the top. Like, I was like, no. I'm not doing that. So I came back to Miami and I had to redirect my whole plan. So
the sad thing is that now it's common knowledge that that's super common.
Well, it's
and that
been happening.
To a lot of people.
Yeah. It's been happening
for decades and
decades and decades with all these artists, all these celebrities. Like, it just happens. Mm-hmm. It's the power. It's whoever has the power. It's not what you do, it's who you know, right? So in the Hollywood world, right, think about it. You can go to audition on audition on audition. If you're not, you know, close with the producer, the director, the script writer, you're really not going to get that role,
right?
Especially if there's, you know, an agenda behind it. Mm-hmm. And usually when you are getting booked for, like, lead future roles, right, there's always an agenda. When they hire you and they choose you, it's because they believe you're going to bring that character to life. And that's important because, remember, you being that character, you are molding the younger generation. Mm. So it's all deeper than just talent.
Mm. It's deeper than talent. I'm telling y'all, man. In order, you know what's so crazy? And I often question this. Is why do these people that have all of this power and authority, the only thing they can leverage over people's heads is that they've been intimate with somebody that wants an opportunity? You see what I'm saying? It's like they don't even care how the person even looks at that point. It's just like, hey, just bend over and you'll get in this movie real quick. Like, what's up with that, man? I don't understand that. And like the lady mentioned, it's not just, you know, in Hollywood. It's everywhere. The music business, you know what I'm saying? All kind of nonsense. Especially in the modeling world. You know what I mean? Like, but sometimes, here's what I want to say. Like, I could tell y'all this type of stuff till I turn blue in the face, right? But some people just still ain't gonna understand this. You know what I'm saying? They not gonna understand it. They gonna just think, oh no, that don't really happen. I'm telling you, in order for you to get to a certain level in entertainment, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna have to go to them funny parties and all of that stuff. You're gonna have to see something. You know what I mean? And they got to be able to trust you. If they can't trust you, then they get rid of you. It's just that simple, man. Yeah, it is what it is, say. It's in corporate jobs also. That's a fact, too. That is a fact, too. But that mainly happens more with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you work for, like, a corporate job or whatever, sometimes, you know, these dudes that be in higher positions, they want to take advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime example, it don't even have to always be in corporate, but I don't know if y'all remember this story. I think it happened like last year. The lady, there was a woman that worked on an NYPD police force, and she was like, oh, the commissioner wanted me to sleep with him because they busted her. She had all of this money from overtime. Like, she was making almost $1 million from overtime as a police officer. So they caught on to her like, yo, wait a minute, you paying way too much in taxes. So come to find out, the lady told on him, yeah, he got a wife and, you know what I'm saying, he wanted me to do stuff with him for overtime. I mean, how much overtime was you getting, lady, because you was close to a millionaire being a cop? I mean, she was getting slayed for that check every week or every 2 weeks, however they paid them cops. She was getting slayed. You know what I'm saying? And he resigned. He got busted. He sat his behind down. Big Ninja Turtle looking Joker, son. You know he had the bribe because he looked like a Ninja Turtle, son. She was getting slayed for that overtime. So what do happen, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just think about, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? It's like they don't always approach everybody with that madness. You know what I'm saying? If they know they could try you, or like I said all the time, right? A lot of people be going in these businesses and be on their knees begging for opportunity. How much can you brown nose? Oh, you'll do anything to become an actress? Oh, really? Oh, well, come in this broom closet with me real quick. And you know what I'm saying? Come in this broom closet and let me show you something. You want that part, don't you? Well, I don't want it that bad. Man, listen, man. I don't know, man. Hollywood is a weird place, man. Yeah, they said she was a 7-Eleven for show. I don't know. Brent J, what's poppin'? He said, there are, however, a few that can be trusted, and it's not the ones that demand money for their time. I don't know what he mean by that. No. All right, so let's get to the next topic real quick, man. Now, like I said, I listened to a few Lil Tony songs. He got a nice decent amount of tracks. That's decent, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the new generational rappers. You know what I mean? Started off on SoundCloud, but he talked about an encounter with the Illuminati. Now, I'm going to go into this, right? Because we're going to talk about it. Some people in the comments may be like, yo, Jay, I don't know about this story, son. But I believe it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some weird stuff that go on, especially when you dealing with them industry people. But let's play this clip real quick.
Take me to McDonald's. Once I see him bust the right on, like, take me to McDonald's. He like, it's on my mama, it's on my daughter, gang. And his faith opened up. His faith changed, like. He like, we not finna take you to no fucking McDonald's. We flew you up here. My mama like, face open up and everything, gang. Cause it was three Asian. You see what I'm saying? His face open up. My mama like, on some alien shit. I never seen no shit like that. And then after that, he back in. This is how real God is. He was backing into somebody's driveway, smacked the mailbox. And he was in the three-seater McLaren, you see what I'm saying? So after he smacked the mailbox, he get mad as hell. I ain't know how to get out the car. Let me remind you, I ain't know how to get out the car. I would have been beat feet on the nigga, but I ain't know how to get out the car. So I see him push a button and the door go up. So I push my button, door go up. I get up out of there. Get real, God, so real, he sent a mailman. On my mama, he sent a mailman out of nowhere. It was no mail, but it was nothing going on. It was nobody on the street, gang. Mailman come out of nowhere. He get to check the mailbox. I jump in the back of the mail van on my mom. Jump right in the back of the mail van on my mom. Get up out of there on the folks. That was the first time I knew that the devil was really, really real. Like, I ain't never seen no face open up. Like, this face changed in front of me, gang. Like, never seen nothing like that in my life. Never. That's how I knew, like, the spiritual realm and all that was real. And then after that, my life just started getting so much realer. Like, down to, like, everything after that just got realer and realer to the point where I couldn't even ignore that God was real. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I tried swiping under the rug and just say like, oh, them niggas just weird. But no, I had multiple situations after that. You know what I'm saying?
Salute to Jerry Moore, man. I appreciate you, man, because you appreciate me. Thank you, man, for that donation, brother. You're the only one that showed love today. I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Jerry Moore, if you in attendance. Now, let's talk about this whole situation. I see some of y'all saying the cap is strong. Somebody said he was high. Mar said shapeshifting. Let me tell y'all something, right? I'm going to just be honest with y'all, because a lot of people don't really believe in stuff like this. And I'm going to just be real with it. So let's keep it real here. If you're not really enlightened, or you don't, you know, your pineal gland is blocked with, you know, calcium and all of that stuff, this story is not going to sound right to you. Right? But for the most part, what I'm going to tell you is he had an encounter with a demon. Now, stuff like this really do be happening. And you will only witness these type of things if you have the ability to see. You get what I'm saying? Like, some people, they just, it to them is like, oh, that ain't real. That could never happen. But, you know, apparently you not enlightened enough to even understand that, right? Like, this stuff really do be happening. Now, when you have encounters with demons and stuff like that, like, this is a way that I be telling people that most of artists in the music business, most artists in the music business understand that these things do exist, right? And your favorite rappers make deals with these things. They make deals and pacts with these type of things. And, you know, when you do stuff like that, you obligated for the long run. I'm just going to say that. Now, if you don't believe me, you know what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, that's on you. I can't even convince you to believe otherwise. But what I will say is, he had an encounter with some type of spiritual force. And when he did that, like, let's be clear here. A lot of these young kids, right? I'm going to just say this and I'm going to be respectful. A lot of these young kids, young men, they watch a lot of these Illuminati videos and conspiracy theory videos and try to figure out ways that they could sell their soul to make money, right? To get in the rap game and be famous. Now, that type of stuff is not for the weak. If you believe it or not, that's on you. But that type of stuff is not for the weak. Once you get involved in some darker stuff and all of that, the young kid, what's the young kid name, man? He came up out of nowhere. The kid Yeet. Let me show y'all this, man. Let me show y'all this. For people that don't believe, he made a deal with something. You know what I'm saying? And this thing promised him fame. I don't know if it was him. Hold on, let me see something. Cause he said he drew a tattoo on his arm. I don't know if that was Here you go. Let me bring this up for y'all. These little kids be messing with stuff they don't know what they doing, son. You know what I'm saying?
Before you get to calling me a weirdo, let me start this video by saying I'm not some sort of conspiracy theorist fiend, and I don't overly preach this stuff to be real. But I've been seeing some crazy things about Yeet scattered across the internet, saying he's a devil worshipper and manifested his success through the use of a sigil tattoo. And overall, I thought this was very...
Look, now he got this tattoo. He put a sigil in his skin. Like I said, blood in, blood out. When people do this type of stuff, you stuck with that. Salute to I Make Trap Beats. Thank you for the super chat. He said, thank you for staying down, my brother. Well, we staying up. We ain't staying down. We going up. We ain't going down. I know how tough it is to stay consistent. Never tough, man. Just got to be focused and keep dropping content. A lot of people are paying more attention and alert because of you. Thank you, brother. That means a lot, man. Thank you, brother. Because, you know, if I could just get the world to understand how sick this stuff is, then my job is done. You know what I'm saying? But look, y'all, look, these kids be messing with this stuff.
Thought this was very weird and interesting as a big fan of Yeet. so I decided to make a video compiling the information on this and discussing it. If you're a Yeet fan, you know this guy loves to mention the devil in his songs. Each project containing at least one reference to the devil. But in my opinion, this isn't too big of a deal, as rappers have been discussing morbid topics like selling their souls for decades. However, it's when you link this to some of the stuff with Yeet's tattoos when things start to get a little shaky. Yeet having a personal sigil tattooed on himself on his forearm. If you have no clue what one of these are, I'll try to give you a little rundown. A sigil is a type of symbol used in magic, with the symbol usually being a pictorial signature of a deity or a spirit. Often these sigils are used in chaos magic as a way of the person with the symbol to be able to achieve their desired outcome.
See?
Essentially, the tattoo, in Yeet's case, acting as a form of manifestation. To help Yeet meet his personal desires, people say you even lock your sigil in a box to make it more powerful, and Yeet's own sigil tattoo is cornered by a box. The thing is, if Yeet wasn't so blatant about this stuff, I just think this was some crazy talk. But trust me, Yeet just doesn't care who knows this. In his song Lying for Fun, Yeet stating, "I ain't never sold my soul, but I just donated it to you. I just tattooed all that shit on me, and it happened, bitch, it's too true."
Look,
without a doubt,
see?
Yeet has skyrocketed in popularity over the past couple of years, with Yeet before the release of 4L only having 4,455 monthly listeners, which is drastically lower than the more than 8 million people who listen to Yeet monthly now.
Look.
However, it's up to you whether you attribute this rise to fame with Yeet's undeniable talent for making tracks.
He went from 4,000 monthly listeners to 8 million. See what I'm saying? These young kids be messing with this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why none of this stuff shocked me. It's like, you got to understand, this ain't no game. And then when you meet these things, when they come to you and you meet these things, you got to deal with that. Not make a deal with that, but you got to deal with that, if you know what I'm saying.
Or with this cryptic occult business he takes part in.
Look. Did I see what I thought I seen? Deadly crash investigation. Somebody died on his watch. See what I'm saying? So for those that don't believe in all of this stuff, right? Like I said, you're not enlightened. You got your pineal gland is blocked. You won't understand it because most people that ain't enlightened, they just won't get it. Now I'm not trying to offend nobody, but this stuff really do be happening. Now, me personally, I speak from my personal experience. I've never encountered no type of demons or nothing like that, but I did have some weird stuff happen to me when I was dealing with that stuff. You get what I'm saying? And I tell y'all stories all the time. Like, you know, when you in order for people to understand that this stuff is real, right? It's like putting your hand on the stove just to see if it's hot or not. And then when you find out that the stove is hot, you be like, ah, yeah, I won't do that again. You know what I'm saying? But these kids, they find this to be cool. You know what I'm saying? They find this type of stuff to be cool. So I'm glad Lil Tony, you know what I'm saying, told that story, you know, for young people out there to realize like, yo, you know, this stuff is crazy. And mind you, some people might be like, oh, he done lost his mind. Talking about he's the dude face opened up in the car. Man, you don't know what you was dealing with. Sometimes, and I'ma also say this before I go to the next topic. For the most part, a lot of these human beings that we see every single day are doing some crazy stuff. They not even human. There's a lot of demons walking this earth. And a lot of angels too. You know what I'm saying? Your next door neighbor could be into some wild nonsense. I'm telling you. You looking at the, yo, they got a nice house next door. Wonder what he do. Yeah, you'd be surprised what he into. Let me read some people in the chat, man. Thank you again, man. To my dude, man. Let me shout him out. Jerry Moore, man. And I Make Trap Beats. What's popping, man? Make sure y'all go check out I Make Trap Beats channel, man. If y'all need some trap beats, you know what I mean? Salute the I Make Trap Beats, man. Tactic said he took some strong D-rugs. That's another thing, too. That's also a portal. You laughing, but that's also a portal. There's certain things people be taking and tripping out and then be doing deals with stuff on the other side. I don't mess with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't mess with that. know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to name the stuff because I don't even want to influence people to go out there and try nothing. But people be doing that type of stuff too, man. Jerry Moore, what's popping? He said, Jay, I'm going to tell you like this. That Lil Wayne video, My B Love Me, really scared me. And that's why I got into it. The Lil Wayne video. Oh, yeah. When he was like, they love me like Satan, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even surprised, man. Casmin Carrington said, to 8 million, yeah, he is getting Lulu love. Yep. See what I'm saying? Ma, what's popping? She said, you can imagine how many people don't tell their story. Listen, let me say something to y'all. They tell their story, but if you don't, for the average person that don't understand it, you're not going to understand it. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to understand it. Like, I could say something to y'all right now, and most people that know would know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? They would know what I'm talking about, but for the average person that don't know what I'm talking about, they'd be like, oh, what he just said? That didn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy stuff, man. Oh, Beloved Truth, what's popping? He said that police officer that killed Sonya Massey had a sigil tattoo on his forearm too. Yo, I just found out something, right? And this is no shade to nobody out there. I was going to do a short about this, but I just found out whenever you see people, specifically in the Caucasian demographic, whenever you see that spider web tattooed on their elbow, that's a part, you part of the Aryan Brotherhood. I didn't know that was a code. But here's the crazy part. It's a lot of police officers that get that spider web tattooed on their elbow. You know what I'm saying? So that's a code right there. I ain't know that. I just read that. I read it the other day. I'm like, wait, that spider web tattoo means something? Yeah. Mean they part of the Brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be careful out here, man. All right, let's get into something else, man. I want to talk about this real quick. Let me open this up real quick. Oh, before I get into that, let me show y'all this, man. Let me show y'all this real quick, man. This is dude, what's his name? Dougie Doug or something like that. He said they tried to get him. They tried to get him. I ain't even know it, son. They tried to get him. Look at this, y'all. Watch this. Look at this. Man, Dougie Doug talking about they tried to get him. I never saw this.
Were approached to wear a dress on Cool Runnings?
Yeah. There's a scene in the movie where I wear a maid's hat. They wanted me to wear actually a maid's uniform. So the hat was a compromise.
Maid service, sir. Would you like your bed turned down?
What?
Perhaps I could dust your head.
We never got to see it, so I'm guessing you said no.
Of course, yeah. I said no. I said no. Mm-mm. And it did, and the rationale was absurd. It didn't make sense. And I think just generally speaking, if something doesn't make sense, you need to push back. And at least say, okay, well, look, I'm not going to say no, but you explain to me more how this works. And then people will expose themselves.
You were approached to wear a dress on.
And I just think there was a craven desire to get me in that position, as opposed to there was an actual comic reason or whatever. That's more important to me. Like, that's the whole thing with how to be a player. It's more important to me that you explain to me how it would work and how it would work for me than rejecting it on the basis of what it is. Like, explain to me. And sometimes the explanations, you know, you like, oh, they're going to fuck it up. Even their intentions sound good, but they're going to fuck it up. People will expose to you, you know, their competence or whatever it is.
But a lot of stand-up comedians have put on that dress.
Yes.
You mentioned Flip Wilson.
Yes.
It's just very interesting. Even Robin Harris had a dress on.
I didn't know that.
And that threw me off.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, he had a character.
And I just think there was a craven desire to get me in.
Tried to get Doug to put on a dress, yo. I'm not even surprised because people like Malik Yoba was exposed a couple years. Well, he exposed himself. He literally was like, he don't got, I don't know what he said. It was something weird he said. You know what I mean? Something weird he said, like, he didn't consider himself to be Gizzle, but he liked men. It was something weird he said. I don't remember. It was something strange. I was like, what's up with him? Yeah, Big Phil said he played in Class Act as well. He didn't get no other roles after that. Yeah. Yeah. Yup. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you don't play that game, you know what I'm saying? The powers that be in that business will make it difficult for you. You know what I mean? It make it difficult for you, man. Yeah. Malik Straight went left, Big Phil said. He went left. Okay, Poetic Wind said, yeah, yo, like trans and etc. I think on Breakfast Club. He did an interview. I'm not even going to play it, but he did an interview where he talked about, like, he don't got no preference or something. I don't know. What he do in his bedroom ain't my business, but I just found that to be strange, you know what I'm saying? And we don't really hear nothing about him no more neither, Malik Yoba. Oh, let me show y'all this, man. I got to show y'all this, man. Now, I saw this yesterday. This is a real good one right here. Let me show y'all this, man. This is a good one right here. Now,
Publishers.
Now, if you in your 30s, you remember Publishing Clearinghouse, right? I remember that. This is Ed McMahon. He said there was no such thing as Publishing Clearinghouse. You know what I'm saying? He said it was no such thing as Publishing Clearinghouse. I don't know. I remember that. They used to go to your door with the big cardboard check and you win some money. But he said it didn't ever happen.
Publishers here in Clearinghouse, right?
No.
You show up with a... it's not Publishers Clearinghouse.
American...
What's Publishers Clearinghouse?
That's another company.
What are you?
That's our rival.
Is that your rival?
American Family Publishers. We're American... Family.
What's that's the Publishers okay. Clearinghouse?
Craig, anybody can make a mistake.
What?
It could happen to anybody.
Well, why did I have to do it with somebody who knows Johnny Carson?
No, it's American Family Publishers. Nah. We have rivals. It's like everything else, you know.
What do those guys give away?
They gave away the same amount of money. You know, they're on the Super Bowl. Everybody gets us confused, so don't feel badly.
All right.
But does that take away from my 4 minutes?
No.
I could have swore he was part of Publishing Clearinghouse. So I looked it up, right? I looked it up. Let me show y'all the video. I looked it up. And sure enough, they got rid of it. They got rid of it. I know I don't be tripping, man. I know it. This is an old
commercial. Here's the secret.
Look, this is an old commercial. Look at this. Now, I know I ain't tripping.
Here's the secret, folks, of where to win the biggest sweepstakes prize of all time.
American Family, join us.
Tim Blakely and Rebecca Wright won millions of dollars. Now you can win $10 million. Only from American Family. No other...
What in the world is American Family? I promise you, I know Ed McMahon was on Publishing Clearinghouse. I know it. I know it. I could see it in my head. When I was a kid, I remember this. He used to go to their house, and he show up there with his sunglasses on, and he had this big cardboard check. Apparently, that never happened. They erased all of that. You know what I'm saying? They erased all of that.
The sweepstakes with a prize this big. I will personally award this giant cash fortune. Be sure to enter the sweepstakes with my picture. Millions and millions of dollars. All for you.
I don't remember that. Let me see what the people saying in the comments over this. They saying, I've never heard of American whatever. I've never seen this ad. I remember Ed doing the Publishing Clearinghouse prize giveaway. Thank you, Mandela Effect. See, I knew I wasn't bugging. I knew it. Somebody said, I don't even recall American Family. Okay, Mandela got me on this one. I could have swore he did publish in Clearinghouse. That's what I'm saying. Man, look, man, they want to erase history for a specific reason. If we don't know where we came from, we won't know where we're going. That's the whole point of them erasing certain things. So they start with little things that we may not notice or nobody's paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like the battery on the Duracell rabbit's back and all of that stuff. And then, you know, little commercials here and there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they ain't gonna remember Sinbad playing in Shazam. You know, regular stuff. I showed y'all a bunch of videos about the Mandela effect. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's the reason why I really feel they want to get rid of a lot of information, man. You know what I'm saying? If we don't know where we came from, we won't know where we going. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon people be like, Bible? What's that? What was a Bible? It sound familiar, but what was that? What's that? Jesus, who is that? Never heard of that. I feel like I heard that name before, but you mean to tell me it was a dude walking around performing miracles on people before? Yeah, right. Look, I could perform a miracle. Crazy stuff, man. Chet said, just like Chick-fil-A, now it's Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. Hold on, I'm back. I'm back, y'all. Baby Alive and More said he definitely did. See, I know I wasn't tripping. Let's read some people, man. People that don't remember Roots. Jerry Moore said people that don't remember Roots, the 70s and 2016. Man, look, I don't know. Jay Falconer was popping. They said y'all are just scared people is starting to wake up a little bit again. Okay. Swerve Zero from Coney Island said, exactly, Jay. They depend on the youth because they won't remember the rerun. Then they kill off the elders because they know better. So you got to understand, man, believe it or not, it's big business in that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It really is big business. I won't go into detail because it's going to take me too long to explain. But, yeah, man. Do I got anything else to show y'all? Let me see before I get up off of here. I don't want to even do a long live today. I don't feel like it. Let me see here. Get some content going. Get some content going real quick. I don't know what this is. That's pointless right there. I ain't gonna show y'all that. Okay, what's this about? Hold up, y'all. Let me see something real quick. What's this about? What's she talking about? She talking about the real ID? What's she talking about? Let's see what she's talking about.
So there are about 110 million Americans who have not chosen to do the real ID. And all 110 of them and everybody else should choose never to do the real ID. If you already have one, if you've got a gold star on, go and get a standardized driver's license. If you're afraid of flying, go get your passport.
I don't know. All right, y'all. The views is low, so I got to go. Appreciate all of y'all, man, for being in tune, man. Salute to Jerry Moore, and I Make Trap Beats for showing love to the channel today. I got to get to y'all some more content. Salute to everybody that was in attendance today. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Salute to everybody that liked the video. The ones that didn't, your view counts and matters. I appreciate y'all. Thank you to everybody that subscribed to the channel. Make sure your notification bell is set to all, okay? So you don't miss these live streams. We're going to start going live across the street on my second channel. That's where a lot of the other people is at, I'm guessing. So salute to everybody, man. I greatly appreciate y'all. Be blessed and stay safe out there, y'all. Peace.